Now let's talk about an album getting a lot of play on internet radio and selling hard copies as well. It's the soundtrack to the movie Frozen, the animated blockbuster that helped Disney pull down huge second quarter earnings. Since its release last November, Frozen has earned over $1 billion at the box office worldwide, and its soundtrack has held the number one spot on the Billboard charts on 13 different weeks. Jeff London reports.
Just about anywhere you go these days, you can find little girls singing songs from Frozen, like 4-year-old Lila Zelenko of Brooklyn.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be a good girl, you always have to be.
Lila knows every word of every song from Frozen, and one mother is particularly grateful.
There's a lot of gratitude to the parents who allow their kids to listen to it 700 times.
That's Kristen Anderson Lopez, who with her husband Bobby Lopez wrote the songs for Frozen, including the Academy Award-winning Let It Go.
Let it go, let it go, turn away and slam the door.
The soundtrack for Frozen has entered somewhat rarefied territory, hitting number one 13 times, says Keith Caulfield, associate director of charts for Billboard magazine.
The Billboard 200 ranks the most popular albums in the country each week based upon sales. So that's pretty staggering because at this point we're kind of in the realm of mega soundtracks like Titanic, which spent 16 weeks at number one, and The Lion King, another Disney movie that spent 10 weeks at number one.
Frozen has broken the record for an animated film soundtrack. Since it was released in November, it's never left the top five and had the distinction of knocking Beyoncé off the top of the charts. 58% of the Frozen albums sold have been physical CDs, and Caulfield says that bucks current trends.
Today, you can stream an album, you can play it on Spotify, you can go to YouTube, and you can enjoy music in many different ways that don't necessarily involve purchasing an item. But Frozen has been able to connect with people that want to buy albums and actually want a tangible object to hold and to take home from somewhere because they want to have that memory of the movie and also the music itself.
The secret sauce may very well come from the songwriters themselves.
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, let's go and play.
That's Katie Lopez singing the role of young Anna on the soundtrack. Her dad, Bobby, says he and his wife wanted to write songs that would connect with families, like theirs.
Every song we ran by our two girls, we had this great focus group that was just our family.
A huge part of Frozen's overall success is its appeal to girls, says Tom McDougall, who produced the music in the film and on the album.
They see a character up there that represents them, not just as a gender, but a situation, you know, that they might have siblings that they don't get along with, or the idea of adventure, and they look up there and they see these two women having this adventure.
Frozen's popularity notwithstanding, Billboard's Keith Caulfield says it's going to be a while before it knocks another soundtrack out of the record books.
The all-time champ for the most weeks at number one among soundtracks, and in fact among all albums, is a soundtrack to West Side Story, which spent 54 weeks at number one, more than a year on the chart. So Frozen's a little bit of ways away.
Still, for those who can't get enough, Disney just released a Frozen karaoke album, which debuted in Billboard's top 20, and the Lopezes are hard at work on a Broadway adaptation of the movie. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Let it go, let it go.
Aw. Find an interview with songwriters from that album at npr.org.